Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Dibs, man. I'm from the city, bro. I'm a fellow city native. I'm from Hunters Point. And
nice.
In the streets, man, you might have to switch the segue to Bet That Dibs. That might have to be your alter ego because you on fire, bro. You ain't going to win them all, but you on fire. So it might have to be Bet That Dibs. And Willard, man, don't let the haters get to you, brother. It's all good.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
No haters ever gotten to me. I love being accused of being drunk. It's about the funniest thing that anybody could ever say to me. Like,
I don't know if you're the least likely to be drunk. I don't think that, no, Shasky probably would be least likely. I don't think
well,
he tips
that's
at all.
I
was just thinking about the six of us. So
I think he used to. And
yes.
That's why
he's so.
Not anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so yeah, the idea of you being drunk is, it's hilarious because it's not how you roll. Like
anymore.
Well, sure. Sure. I mean,
I went to college.
Yeah, but you're 50 now. You need to tone it down.
You've
got three kids, four jobs.
Right.
And a
wife who enjoys a third cocktail more than I do.
Good. So if you're out and about, it's better for one, not both, to go that route unless you want to abandon ship and start Ubering.
No.
Right.
No, it's a waste of money.
Totally.
I'm like, I got it. We know exactly who we are when we go out at night.
Yeah.
My job is to have a couple sparkling waters in the car and drive it. That's my job.
Right.
And be ready. Be ready to do that. If you can't do that, you did it wrong now.
Yeah.
Did it wrong.
We have similar deals, except ours involves a sippy cup and milk. So we don't go out is the way that works.
Well, you do sometimes, and then you regret it.
Sometimes.
All right. Hi, everybody. 888-957-9570. Matt Barrow is going to join us in 25 minutes. So I got excited by this. I am going to stand by everything I said yesterday. I'm going to stand on what I said.
Okay.
And what I said was just do this week. Don't let the news of yesterday get into your January head. Good Lord, so many of you want to like flash past the holiday. We haven't even done Thanksgiving yet. Like, don't do Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa yet. We haven't even done Thanksgiving. We haven't even done Halloween. And everybody's like, I don't know if this is going to work in the playoffs. The playoffs?
Right.
Holy, what month are you living in? So stay right here. Beat the Jaguars. See if you can find your way to 4-0. But I will make one prediction about the future, and I don't know exactly when it's going to be, but I do think they're going to have to replace Nick Bosa. And I do think that what you're doing right now is you're trying to earn that. That's what the Niners roster's job is right now. Earn that trade. We could even try chanting that at Levi's Stadium. It's kind of different than cut that meat.
Totally.
Earn that trade. Earn that trade. That's what I want the Niner roster to do. You're hampered. You've been beset by injuries. This is absolutely ridiculous what's taken place so far. But you're 3-0. And if you can work your way to getting most of those injured players back and have a record that stands somewhere in that neighborhood, a 7-2 or 6-3 or whatever, which honestly feels, I don't know, kind of likely at this point. If you can work your way to that as you move to the end of October and you start deciding what you're going to dress as for Halloween, then you have earned that trade. And I believe that the 49ers have shown year in and year out this regime, they'll do that.
They've already earned the trade. If you want to look at the history of the organization, they traded for Christian McCaffrey on October 20th after they lost to Atlanta to fall to 3-3. And they, at that point, hadn't earned that trade, according to your catchy little jingle. But the big thing that you look at with that team is they needed a running back. They needed a running game. They thought they were good enough. If they could get a difference maker on offense, maybe they could take off. And they were able to get him for a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth, which seems comically low now when you think about how well he's done here. But they got him, and it took him about a half a game to be ready to go. And once he was, you rolled. And I'm looking at that Atlanta game where you had Jeff Wilson, 7 carries for 25. Deebo had 2 for 11. Tevin Coleman went 4 for 3. That was your running attack against Atlanta. And Atlanta ran the ball 40 times, and you lost. So you needed a running back, and you were able to get one. Well, so I don't think that this team has to, quote, earn that trade, because you might be an elite pass rusher away from, like, having a really good year.
Yeah, but let me tell you why I feel that this is different. I think Christian McCaffrey gets acquired because the 49ers knew they could keep him. And that's different. This was not a rental. They knew that they were bringing in Christian McCaffrey, amazing ball player, and we're going to keep him. This would be more like Emmanuel Sanders, right? Christian is kind of like Jimmy Garoppolo. We're going to make this move. We're going to keep this player. Emmanuel Sanders was, hey, you know what? We're, I don't know if you looked at the standings. We're 8-0. We're 8-0. But we're a little funky at wide receiver, so I wonder if we could bolster that, because this team's got a chance to do something in the playoffs. They ended up in the Super Bowl, and then those two acquisitions got together, Garoppolo and Sanders, to have a ball sail over one of their heads and then lose in the Super Bowl. But anyway, that's ancient history. This would be more like the Emmanuel Sanders type variety. I don't think the 49ers are interested right now in acquiring a pass rusher and then signing him to a 5-year deal to keep that player at a big salary.
They can't.
They can't. That's not in their plans with a Brock Purdy contract kicking in, and Nick Bosa's still coming back next year, in theory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So what I think that they'd be looking to do is find somebody who's more on an expiring deal and somebody who they may or may not keep. Maybe they keep him. I don't know. Maybe they don't. But we brought his name up yesterday. Yes, in the SF Standard, Tim Kawakami wrote about him, and he wrote about it in a bunch of functional ways that make sense. It almost helps you that Trey Hendrickson, if you don't know who that is, Cincinnati pass rusher who went on a prolonged holdout this August, and in the final analysis, he did not get the long-term deal he seeks. What he got was the Bengals grabbing the 1 year left on his deal at $16 million and going, what if we give you a bunch of extra money just for this year? So they gave him $14 million more in the form of a bonus so that he's making about $30 million, commensurate with other top pass rushers, but it's also an expiring deal. Unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So that's someone to me, and he's 31. That helps you. That helps you in this case because he's not someone that's going to want five-year deal till he's 36. It's also not someone who's going to command a Micah Parsons-type deal
right.
in order to get him. In many ways, he is perfect, provided that things keep going the way we think they might, which is the Niners.
For Cincinnati.
Need, both teams. Niners need to win. The Bengals need to lose. And I got a good sense that those things are both pretty possible.
Well, depends on how much faith you have in Jake Browning, who was good off the bench in week two, and he was absolutely atrocious on my fantasy team. And despite it, I still found a way to get the victory. Thank you, Michael Penix Jr. Talk about your battle of bad quarterbacks. Evan Giddings, super on the air, started Michael Penix Jr. against my Jake Browning.
This is what you get in a 16-team league. You get two guys week three going Jake Browning against Michael Penix. People are like, what the hell are you all doing?
I had Sam Darnold, but I dropped him in lieu of Jake Browning. I thought that, you know, I thought Browning was going to go on a heater because he looked good coming off the bench. So now we're quarterback shopping again, unless Jaden Daniels decides to play. But
we should talk. I have Jackson Dart, who's just been named as a starter.
Yeah, I'm good on on the Giants. I already have Wandell Robinson, and they don't throw him the football. Yeah. Bengals at the Broncos. I believe that is a Monday night game this week. And then they've got the Lions and the Packers. So
that's the Bengals' next three games?
Correct.
That's 0-3.
It could be.
It's 0-3.
So if they fall to 2-4, and that would take them, God, and then they play Thursday against the Steelers. They go Monday, Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. That's a tight little four-pack.
That's a lot of football games.
And you've got, I mean, Pittsburgh's a curious one. They're divisional game.
Yep.
And then they've got the Jets before the deadline. So if they, you know, you're looking at five games between now and then. If they go 1-4, and now they're 3-5, and they're falling out of it, then they become more motivated to sell.
I agree, and I think but it's also not just about their record. Like, I think the Cincinnati Bengals, if they're a smart front office, they're looking at this and they're going, okay, we lost Joe Burrow for the year. Like, we could ham and egg this together. Like, what if they win a couple of those games, Dibs, and they're sitting there kind of near the deadline and they're like 5-3. Like, does that front office go, I think we could beat the Ravens? Or do they go, calm down.
And you said something, though, that I thought was hilarious in that, which is if they're a smart front office.
Yeah, which they're not.
Right. So that's where if they got to 5-3, they could be delusional enough to think,
maybe.
You know, Jake Browning, he's been good for us.
But what are the Cincinnati Bengals as a front office? The reason that they're not smart, what is it that they love? What is it that bad front offices love? They love shedding money. They love shedding money. They love getting higher draft picks. So if you can get two things with this, if you can shed, in fact, it's three things. You can shed money. Therefore, the more losing you do, the better your draft pick becomes. And you can get draft capital from San Francisco. Those are all good things in theory for the Cincinnati Bengals franchise, which has every excuse that it needs to go out and miss the playoffs this year. They lost a quarterback.
Right.
They lost their QB. You're allowed to miss the playoffs. When you do that, nobody gets mad.
Well, I don't know how many people get mad anyway in Cincinnati.
Oh.
And, you know, they had a Super Bowl run to the Super Bowl a handful of years ago. And since then, it's been some disappointments. And now the quarterback's hurt again. So, yeah, there's a certain acknowledgement that you're probably not going to have a great year. But here you sit at 2-1 and you're tied for first in the division. So it's tough at this juncture to start selling off pieces. But, you know, you got another month and change to go. And the other part of it is there will be other suitors that are out there?
Maybe, for
his services, I would imagine.
Maybe. I mean, you might be right. I don't know. There's more injuries to come. There's more, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know who else out there is going to want to do that at the top of the market, who's going to have cap space for it, who's going to have a good record, who's going to have a need at pass rusher. Like, it's still an expensive thing for 1 year. You know, like, you don't see a whole lot. It's not like baseball. And even in baseball, this has lessened in recent years. You don't see teams pay a lot for, like, someone who's just going to come in and play a handful of games for them. In football, it's even more ludicrous. It's like, we're going to trade for someone, give them a bunch of money to come play eight games. That's it?
Eight games?
But in this particular case, we may get to a spot where it makes a lot of sense.
And it could make sense for Atlanta and the Bengals to just do a straight swap with Kirk Cousins if the Bengals decide that they might be a serviceable quarterback away, depending on if Michael Penix Jr. can actually keep his job while he's there.
Yeah, I mean, the word from Cincinnati as of last week was they're not interested in that. They want to see what Browning has. It's like, okay, if they're in playoff position, then that means Browning's playing well.
Yeah.
So why would they go get Kirk Cousins?
And also the word is out of Atlanta that Cousins' kids are enrolled in school in Atlanta and that he has a no trade clause as well.
And the Falcons, like, again, this is just words, but they want a haul. They want first round capital and someone to pay the contract. Well, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Period. It's just not happening. All right. 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and Matt Barrels will join us in about 15 minutes. Let's go to Vinny in Motown. Hey, Vinny, we appreciate the call, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So I just wanted to touch on this injury situation. So with Nick Bosa being out, it's obviously a huge blow, but the way I look at it is if you trade for a DN right now, give up some draft capital, there's a better chance that next week somebody else of ranking, Fred Warner, can get hurt. So it's just the story of the game. That's just how the game goes. We can't put so much of our marbles into who's injured, who's not. I think what the biggest thing is with Saleh coming back and with Kyle is win the division, take it game by game. When you get into the playoffs, you win the division, you get into the playoffs. I don't really put too many coaches up against them 1-2 package, Shanahan with the Saleh, just based on their IQ of the game. And if you watch a lot of the football over the first 3 weeks, I know it's still early in the season, but I was watching Chiefs Giants on Monday, and I've seen some horrible football, and that's not the only game. I've seen some horrible football being played across. So there's no clear cut. This is the dominant team. This team looks unbeatable. The Ravens look good. And then all of a sudden last night, Detroit puts it on them. So the way I feel about it is week to week, win, get your scheme right, get your players built up, get those rookies with them game reps. And come the end of the season, let's figure out and see where the cards fall at that point. But, I'm not worried too much right now about the Decembers and the Januars. I'm just worried about teach these guys the ins and outs, the little details. With Saleh, that IQ, I think Shanahan, you're seeing it from Shanahan. He has the ability to just take care of the offensive. He's calling some good plays. Those two-minute drives in the Saints game before the end of the half, the one to beat the Cardinals. Let's just say we got a reliable kicker. You know, as long as Eddie De Niro, that I like to say, like I've been hearing all morning, as long as he can keep nailing kicks, it doesn't matter if it's a 3-point game or 2-point win, a 10-point blowout. It doesn't matter. Winning is winning in the NFL. Injuries are part of the game. You know, the Niners aren't cursed with injuries. That's just the way that the game breaks down, man. This is how it is. So I'm not really too worried about it. I wanted, like you guys were saying earlier, don't think about January. Think about next week. Beat the Jags. Then win all the division games that you can win and take care of business. If you can win your division, you get, depending on how the seeds fall out, you could get a home game. And guess what? If you get to host an NFC championship game, like people be like, it just might be I have this weird feeling, man. I'm a really superstitious guy. When I was rooting for the Eagles to block that Rams kick, and then at the end of the day, we make our kick, and I'm like, cool, we made it out, karma. And then Nick Bosa gets hurt. I'm like, damn. Did that come from me rooting for the damn Eagles blocking the Rams kick because I can't stand the Rams? It's just my mind goes crazy at this kind of stuff. But long story short, man, week to week, get Brock Purdy back, get Kittle back. Let's see what we can do on the offensive end. Bosa's injury is huge. But, you can bring in anybody that you want and somebody else can go down the following week. You can't put that, you can't put that out there. Injuries are going to happen. So let's just take it 1 week at a time. And I think we'll be okay. I think we'll really be okay.
Yeah, Vinny, thanks, man. It's a good call. You know what it all makes me think of? And we'll do this on the fly. And don't worry if it takes you a few minutes. But Lucas and Ken, see if you can find. This is Kyle Shanahan, and it was preseason. I remember this. There was a sound clip that got a lot of run. And it might have been on TK's podcast. Kyle was talking about it sort of lessened expectations. And we talked a lot about it as a group because we're like, ooh, is Kyle saying that the 49ers aren't going to be good to start the season? Because he made it sound like, hey, you know, we've got our QB, but we're working through some things. There's some question marks. We got some young guys on defense. So I'm not really sure exactly what this is going to look like. But the hope is they get better each week. And then our goal is just to find our way somehow into that tournament. And then you take your chances after that. And to hear him say that is very sort of counterintuitive to what the 49ers have been under Kyle Shanahan, where we, again, act like, hey, you walk into the room, you're like, we're a big dog, we're here, what's up? But Kyle was like, we're going to have to work our way through some things and see if we can get better each week. And that's why these wins are so, they're stealing.
Yeah,
this is stealing, and you cannot overstate how important this is, because exactly what Kyle said the beginning of the season would look like, that's how it's looked. And it has not put a blemish on the record as of yet.
No, because you've made the big plays when you've had to. And he's right about the young players. And now you're going to see even more. And Mykel Williams, even in three games, he's gotten better each and every week. And Now you don't have Nick Bosa. And so everyone on that defensive front, their challenge is going to be much greater because Nick Bosa draws so much attention. He was actually double teamed when he tore his ACL. And now you probably don't need to double team anybody on this Niner defensive line. So how are they going to get pressure? Already they're in the bottom of the league in pressure rate, and that's with Nick Bosa for the majority of the time. So now you're going to have to generate pressure by upping the blitz rate, which is, I think, 6th from the bottom of the league. They don't like to blitz a lot. They want to get home with 4. They haven't been able to do that even with Nick Bosa. So how are you going to go about doing it? And you're not going to be able to trade for an edge rusher before Sunday. You're going to still go through 3, 4, 5, maybe the whole season, and you're going to have to figure out who the guys can be who can help you generate some pressure on these quarterbacks.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's kind of like going through test drives. You know what I mean? It's kind of like whatever it is you do for your business when you're coming up with a new way to do things, or you're coming up with a new invention and you're testing it. But all the while you're doing that, you're also still finishing in first place in whatever race you run. You're still beating your competitors. That's a double win, that you're developing something. You're moving toward what it is you think you're going to be, but you're not having to pay the piper while that's happening. That's very, very rare. And so that's why I keep thinking about these wins that are playing out like this, because this is exactly what Kyle was saying was going to happen. And the thought at the moment was, well, if it looks like that, you're going to win some and lose some. And that still very well may be the case, but not so far. Not so far. And not only have you not had to do the lose some, you've looked at a couple games with 3 minutes left to go where you're like, oh, this is going to be a loss. And then rabbit out of hat.
Yep.
And here you are 3-0. I just see no way where that's not going to pay some dividends when we get to the end of the year and see how things shake out.
Well, it should pay dividends because you're 2-0 with a backup quarterback. And I gave you the stat before where there were only 9 road wins last year by backup quarterbacks. Backups last year won at about a 22% rate, and yet your backup this year is 2-0. So what you've done just at the quarterback spot is not supposed to happen. Your backup is not supposed to come in and go 2-0. Jake Browning for Cincinnati really struggled in his first start. He didn't get the win, and yet your guy went 2-0. And if he has to start against Jacksonville, you feel pretty good about it because Mac Jones has looked mostly great in these 2 starts. Hopefully Purdy comes back, but you're mentioning the plays that you made to get these wins. Last year, you led the Rams by 10 with 12 minutes to go. You lost. You led Seattle by 4 with 9 minutes to go. You lost. You led Arizona by 10 entering the fourth quarter. You lost. So the games that you have won this year, rabbit out of a hat kind of games, last year, these are the ones you gave away.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, in fact, those were in way, way, way better scenarios than these were. I mean, tucked under the covers of what's happened so far this year is actually the thing that everybody's ripped Kyle Shanahan about the most.
game management
and
play calling,
trailing in the fourth.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get the ball with 2 minutes left to go with Kyle Shanahan as the coach and win the game. That's what everybody's ripped him about. You don't win.
Minute 46, and you are down by two, and you got it at your own 20. And here you go, Kyle. One timeout.
And you were
and a backup quarterback.
And you were down by three in Seattle.
Yep.
You were down by three and went all the way down inside the five. And then instead of settling for three, Brock Purdy ran around on a messed up toe and threw the ball up into the sky. And then it fell down into the arms of his backup tight end. Like, these are the things that they have not been able to do in the past.
I have a list here. You know all my handwritten notes.
Oh, yes.
21 blown fourth quarter leads, including the three last year. And so I keep the sheet during the Shanahan era. And so far this year, I haven't had to add to it. And you're right. In two of the three wins, they've actually gone the other way.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter comebacks.
Trailing.
They don't normally do that under Shanahan.
No, and in fact, I think both of the games, because I know everyone's got this weird way of looking at it where they're like, when they're trailing entering the fourth, I'm way more interested in if they're trailing with 5 minutes to go, with 3 minutes to go. When did Seattle kick the field goal to go up 13-10? How much time left?
The Seattle game, that was with, let me think here, 3:24 to go.
3:24 to go. Now, the 49ers have the safety. The safety to fall down is with how much to go?
The safety.
It's also in the 3 minute and change mark. I'm almost for sure.
3:15.
There you go. Almost the exact same.
3:15,
so
yeah.
So you fell behind in both of those games at the exact same moment. The difference with the Arizona game was you also then had to give the ball
to
the other team. And you won both of those games.
Yeah.
I missing key players both times.
Jake Tonjes. 4 yard touchdown. And oh, by the way, on that drive, Ricky Pearsall, common denominator, 45 yard catch on that TD drive against Seattle. So,
tremendous.
Yep, fourth quarter comebacks and doing it in with a lot of guys that you wouldn't normally rely on.
Matt Barrows of The Athletic covers the Niners so well. He'll join us coming up next. We have tracked down, our guys have tracked down that Shanahan sound I was referring to. We'll play that coming up later on this hour. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. By Moderna as well. And don't forget, we're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570 is the number. John Feliciano joins us at 5. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.